in the limelight. The House of Representatives Committee laid out its case for a contempt of Congress charge against Mark Meadows, the chief of staff of former President Donald J. Trump. The article you're about to hear has been written by the New York Times journalists Luke Broadwater and Emily Cochrain. The piece is titled, Meadows Was Deeply Involved in Fighting Election Outcome, January 6 Panel Says. The House Committee investigating the 6th of January attack on the Capitol released a report on Sunday, 12th of December, that laid out its case for a contempt of Congress charge against Mark Meadows, the chief of staff to former President Donald J. Trump, presenting evidence of Mr. Meadows' deep involvement in the effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election. In the 51-page document, the House Committee said it wanted to question Mark Meadows about an email he had sent a day before the attack, advising that the National Guard would be used to defend Trump supporters. The House panel said it also wants to ask him about an exchange with an unnamed senator about rejecting electors for Joseph R. Biden Jr. Mark Meadows had been cooperating with the committee's investigation, but he refused to appear for a scheduled deposition last week or to turn over additional documents, citing Donald Trump's assertion of executive privilege. The House committee, which is controlled by Democrats, is slated to vote on Monday to recommend a contempt of Congress charge against him for his refusal to cooperate with his subpoena. That charge carries a penalty of up to a year in jail. Before coming to loggerheads with the House panel, Mark Meadows provided more than 9,000 pages of records to the committee. The information they contained raised additional questions, the panel said. Among the emails and text messages that Mark Meadows turned over were the following, the House panel said. A 7th of November email that discussed an attempt to arrange with state legislators to appoint slates of pro-Trump electors instead of the Biden electors chosen by the voters. Mr. Meadows' text messages also showed him asking members of Congress how to put Donald Trump in contact with slate legislators. Text messages Mark Meadows exchanged with an unidentified senator in which he recounted Donald Trump's view on Vice President Mike Pence's ability to reject electors from certain states. Donald Trump thinks the legislators have the power, but the vice president has power too, Mr. Meadows wrote. A 5th of January email in which Mark Meadows said the National Guard would be present at the Capitol on 6th of January to protect pro-Trump people. Emails from Mr. Meadows to Justice Department officials on 29th of December, 30th of December, and 1st of January, in which he encouraged investigators of voter fraud, including allegations already rejected by federal investigators and by courts of law. Text messages Mark Meadows exchanged with members of Congress as violence engulfed the Capitol on 6th of January, in which lawmakers encouraged him to persuade Donald Trump to discourage the attack, as well as a text message sent to one of the president's family members in which Mark Meadows said he was pushing hard for Donald Trump to condemn this. Text messages reflecting Mr. Meadows' private skepticism about some of the wild public statements about allegations of widespread election fraud and compromised voting machines that were put forth by Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell is a lawyer working with Rudolph Giuliani, Donald Trump's personal lawyer. The committee also said it had a number of questions prompted by Mr. Meadows' new book, The Chief's Chief, and cited it as evidence that his refusal to testify was untenable. Mr. Meadows has shown his willingness to talk about issues related to the Select Committee's investigation across a variety of media platforms, anywhere it seems, except to the Select Committee, the panel wrote. The House Committee said it also had questions about why Mr. Meadows had used a personal cell phone, a Signal account, and two personal Gmail accounts to conduct official business, and whether he had properly turned over all records from those accounts to the National Archives. The report comes as the committee is scrutinizing a 38-page PowerPoint document containing plans to overturn Joe Biden's election victory. That document, which Mark Meadows provided to the committee, urged Donald Trump to declare a national emergency, to cling to power, and included an unsupported claim that China and Venezuela had obtained control over the voting infrastructure in a majority of U.S. states. Mark Meadows' lawyer has said he provided the document to the committee because he had received it by email and did nothing with it. Phil Waldron, a retired Army colonel who has promoted false claims of election fraud, said that he had circulated the document among Donald Trump's allies and among lawmakers on Capitol Hill in the days just before the mob violence on 6th of January. Rudolph Giuliani has identified Mr. Waldron as a source of information for his legal campaign. Phil Waldron told the Washington Post that he had visited the White House several times after last year's election and spoken with Mark Meadows maybe 8 to 10 times.